Okay, we start here with the Mishnah on Samach Chamud Aleph. Now, the beginning of the Mishnah is a little messy because there are some questions as to the girsa, the appropriate girsa over here. Try to make it as clean as possible, as easy as possible, which is Yatzus Shnaim Ke'achat. Two animals exited together. So now, Moneh should probably be Otan, because you're talking about Behemot. It should be Moneh Otan. And then here's the question about the girsa, is whether Moneh Otan Shnaim or Moneh Otan Shnaim Shnaim. There really doesn't make much of a difference, but question is, what he should do is count them as two when they exit. So if two exit, then instead of counting them as a single number, they should be counted as two. And that means if you have a series of these, you have to count them as twos. If one grouping comes out like that as two, you have to make sure that you incorporate the animal that left. On the other hand, manan echad, if you count them as a single unit, then chi'iv asiri mekulkalin. Then your ninth and tenth are messed up, because the ninth really is the tenth, and the tenth is really the 11th, because you skipped over one of the animals. So there is an alternative girsa in the Shita, but the more likely is the one that the In Mishpat has here on the side, which is an additional piece of the mission that's missing, which is Yitzu Chi'i Vasiri Ka'achat. If Chi and Asiri went out as one, Chi'i Vasiri Mekul Kalim. So it's an additional statement of Chi'i Vasiri Mekul Kalim, is if Chi and Asiri exited together, then you have the same problem that you have if you had a double exit earlier that throws your count off by one. So over here, in the end, if you have a ninth and tenth to go out together, they also create that problem. Now, next case. Karad chi'i asiri, ula asiri chi'i, ula chadasar asiri. You call the ninth the tenth the ninth, and the 11th the tenth. Shloshtam mekudashim. All three of them become kodesh. Number 9 is eaten once it gets a mum in it. Asiri maser. The asiri is the real maser, so that's brought up in Nikrav al Mizbeach Yerushalayim. V'chadasar karev shlamim. And number 11 takes on the status of a shlamim. It's what we discussed yesterday, the difference between the 9th and the 11th. But all three of them are kadosh. Ve'oset tmura. Number 11 makes a tmura. That means that if you try to exchange that behemah for something else, number 11, it will be matkis, it will be successful in being mavir the kedusha, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi yesh tmura, oset tmura. Yehuda says, wait a minute. We have a principle that you can only pass on kedusha through tmura once, because the core animal, the core kadosh animal, can pass on the kedusha. But the one that was the recipient of that, the tmura itself, does not make tmura. So if you classify number 11, which he is, as a tmura, then number 11 can't pass that kedusha onto something else. So Amro Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir responds to Rabbi Yehuda. Ilu haya tmura, lo haya karev. If you are right, that Eino Chanami, the din is true, that if it was a tmura, I wouldn't pass it on. But it can't be a tmura. Because if it was a tmura, it would not end up on the mizbeach. Because we have a din by Bechor. The din by Bechor is Heim krevim ve'en tmuratan kreva. By Bechor, we said that the Bechor goes on the Mizbeach, but not its tmura. And then we have a Gzeir Shavu of Havara between Maser and Bechor. And we learned the same din by Maser. We actually do learn this din by Maser, that there is no tmurat Maser. Well, if there is no tmurat Maser, then Rabbi Yehuda, the whole premise of your idea is wrong. Because you're suggesting that number 11 is a tmura. If number 11 is of the tmura, then it won't end up on the mizbeach like a shlamim. So your problem of number 11 not being able to pass that kedusha on to something else derives from the fact that you think it's a tmura. But it can't be a tmura. If it was a tmura, it wouldn't end up on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Meir's point is that number 11 is a shlamim, a full-fledged shlamim, not a tmura, and that's why it can pass on the kedusha to something else. Then, karal chi'i asiri, calls number 9, 10, ula asiri asiri, and number 10, 10, Ula Achadasar Asiri, and number 11, 10. It calls all three of them 10. And Achadasar Mikudash. Then number 11 is not Mikudash. This is related to the Braita that we saw yesterday, that you have to be Oker, the Shem Asiri, in order for number 11 to be Chal. Over here, you were not Oker Shem Asiri. Number 9 got Kedusha. Number 10 remained Kadosh. Number 11 cannot accept Kedusha if number 10 was not Nekar. In the previous scenario, we had Karalat Shi'i Asiri, called number 9, 10, but then he called number 10, 9. So there he was Oker, the Shem Asiri, and that's why number 11 was Kadosh. All three of them were Kadosh. In this instance, since he called 10 to all of them, number 10 is still in place. Since number 10 is still in place, and you were not Oker, the Shem, therefore number 11 does not accept or does not attain that level of Kedusha.
9 is also Kadosh.
Correct. 9 and 10 will be kadosh. 9 only good enough to be it b'mumah, not to go on the mizbeach. Number 10 will be maser, and number 11 will be chulin. Zeklau. This is the principle. Kol shel menel kar shem asiri mimenu. As long as number 10 has not lost its name, ein echad echasar mekudash. Then echad echasar does not get its kedusha. The name of 10 has to be removed in order for 11 to attain a kedusha. Obviously, because this is the Bavli, Zeklau, we have to find out what that's leatuye, what that comes to include. Even though it just seems to be a general principle being laid out. Now we have a statement from Rabbi Yochanan. Remember Rabbi Yochanan? Manan zugot zugot. He measures them, if he counts them in pairs. He counts by twos. He goes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Intentionally, counting them by pairs. Kinterin, kinterin. Now, kinterin, kinterin is a word that we saw earlier on Daf Nun in the Masechta. In Daf Nun in the Masechta, there, when they were discussing the Shkalim, they discussed the Shkalim that Avram used to pay Ephron Achiti. And there it says that he paid with kinterin, which are large coins. Over there, Rashi explained to us that a kintar is 100 sela. It's the equivalent of 100 sela. So over here too, when he says kinterin, kinterin, it means in units of 100. He's counting by either tens or hundreds. Over here, he's using units of 100 as his base. Now what is interesting here, I only realized it this time, but the derivative of the word is most likely from the word center or cent. Like centimeter and cent, which is 100. Here, the kuf and the c. We pronounce the c as an s. But if pronounced it as a hard C, then it would be kent, or kent. So it's probably the derivative of the Latin cent, which means 100. And I'm assuming that's where the word kinterin comes from, or some derivative or etymology like that. Then, asiri l'minyano hu kadosh. Then the 10th one in his series is kadosh. That would mean, if you go 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, that when you get to 10, the pair that is 10 are both kadosh, because you have two series of 10 that were counted there. And if you do it based on 100s, that means that the 10th hundred would be kadosh.
Then a group of 100 doesn't make any sense.
It does. You do 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. The 10th hundred, every one of them will be kadosh.
Right, so in our case, it would be 19.
Yeah, 19 and 20 would be that way. You're right. You have to count up to, it would be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, and then you'd have two that were kadosh. What I'm saying is the conclusion of one of the two opinions here. I'm really jumping the gun, but the Gemara asked the question, let me know the mic. Rabbi Mari Amar, the meaning shalohu kadosh. So Rabbi Mari says, yes, it's based on your counting. You work on your counting. And based on your counting, then one of them will be kadosh based on your series. When your series reaches the 10th of those series, that's what's kadosh. Kan Amar, the minyan beimotu kadosh. It's irrespective of how you count, the unit that is number 10 will be kadosh. Doesn't matter how you do your counting, whatever you want. So in that case, it'd be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Number 10 there would be kadosh. And that's it. Right. So that's what the Gemara says right away. It's not. Yatsu shnayim gachat. Our Mishnah says two go out at once. Moneotan shnayim. And again, the gears are whether it's monotan shnayim shnayim or monotan shnayim. Man'an echad. If he counts them as one. Shiv asiri mukukalim. Then 9 and 10 are messed up. So bishlam adaman da amar. Which works well according to one who says leminyan shelo hu kadosh. Makes sense according to one who says that according to his counting, it is kadosh. Shemachi avshiv asiri mukukalim. That's why 9 and 10 are messed up. Because asiri kakari lechi'i. Because number 10, he's calling 9. Udachadasar asiri, and he's calling number 11, 10. And his count is what dictates. Elamanda amar leminyan beimotu kadosh. This is your question, David. The one who says that it's based on the animals, irrespective of what you say, then the chi kari kari le, number 9 is number 9, ulasiri asiri kari le, number 10 is 10, because that's the 10th animal out. It doesn't really matter what you say, but whatever you say is irrelevant, it's got to do with the exiting animals. So Amar Leicha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan answers, ki amina ana, when I made my statement, heche di kavin lafuke zugot zugot, that's only true when they exit based on pairs. You're intentionally counting them as pairs. So when you're intentionally counting them as pairs, then we will say, either, according to one mandamar, your count will matter, and therefore the 10th series will be kadosh, or according to Rav Kahana, whenever you get to number 10 in the behemoth, it's automatically kadosh, based on this enumeration. The 10th animal is kadosh, even though your enumeration hasn't reached the number 10 yet. But, hecha d'nafak l'meilo, our Mishnah is addressing a case where it exited by itself. You had no intent to have a pair come out. A pair jumped out over there, low. Then it doesn't work. So the distinction between Rabbi Yochanan's statement and the Mishnah has to do with the scenario. In the scenario discussed by Rabbi Yochanan, which is, Meduyak in its words, is Manan zukut zugot kinterin kinterin. He's intentionally counting in that manner, as pairs or as series of 100. He's counting them based on the fact that he's exiting them in those types of series. So therefore, you have a machloket about which animal is kadosh. Is it based on his counting? Or is it based on when you reach the 10th animal, then it's automatically kadosh? But with regards to our Mishnah, everybody's going to agree that you have a mess. Because our Mishnah, he was intending to count in single units. And then a pair exits, and he counts them as a single unit. And that's why you have a problem over here. Even according to the one that says that it goes by based on the number of the animals leaving, and not according to your count. Because over here, it's a different scenario. Now, we have to go back to the Mishnah for a second and understand what it means that Shi and Asiri are Mekukalim. The Rabbeinu Gershom suggests that Shi and Asiri are Mekukalim means you have a 10 and 11 now. Because it's really, those animals are really 10 and 11. And because they're 10 and 11, number 10 is Maser, and number 11 is a Shlamim, even though you called number 10 9, and you called number 11 10. But that's the scenario where you made a mistake, and your mistake makes number 10, 11 Kadosh, but 10 becomes Kadosh by itself. So based on that, when Mishnah said Shiva, Sirim, Kukalin, according to the Rabbeinu Gershom, you now have a mixture of a Maser Veima and Shlamim on your hands. Therefore, they both have to go out and graze. So you have to be poded the shlamim, because the shlamim can't be eaten by mumo unless you redeem it. And then the shlamim, the rest of them, meaning once you have a mum in it, the shlamim is nitar lachila. So you can eat both of them once they have a mum in them and you redeem the shlamim. That's what the Rabbeinu Gershom says when you say 9 and 10 are messed up. He says, they're messed up because you really have 10 and 11 there, and they are kadosh as 10 and 11. Because he counted a pair earlier on as 1 instead of 2. He made a single count instead of a double count at one point. Right, 4 and 5. Instead of saying 4 and 5, he says 4 for 2 of them exiting. Therefore, he has an extra behemah that exited. So the real count is 10 and 11, and he counts that as 9 and 10. So according to Rabbeinu Gershom, that's what it means, Chiv Asiriya Mekukalim. Rashi brings, at first he brings down a shita like that, and then he says Perish Acher, and which is the perish that he seems to favor. He says that they don't get any kedusha to go on the mizbeach. They're not even ra'uy the mizbeach, but they have to be eaten b'muman. So that, according to Rashi, is very different than the Rabbeinu Gershom scenario. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, mekukalim means that they should get up on the mizbeach. You just don't know which one to put on. Because the Shlamim and the Maser have different matnot kiuna, they have different matnot dam. So since you don't know which one is which, you have to wait for both of them to get a mum, and then you redeem them, and we redeem at least the Shlamim, and then the Maser can be eaten, and so can the Shlamim with a mum. Rashi says they never end up in the Mizbeach. They're so messed up that they can't go on the Mizbeach. But you have to wait for the mum in order to eat them. Similar to what a 9 would be if you said to call the 9-10. Now, Rashi's problem in that explanation is what we just saw in the Gemara. Then it is Kadosh. It doesn't really matter what you counted. The animals are kadosh, period. The Afagav Dama mean Korul Asiri Chi'i, Ula Chadasar Asiri, in a case, like the Rabbeinu Gershom is explaining, that normally, if you were to call the 10th the 9th, and the 11th the 10th, Hasiri Karev Maser, Vachadasar Karev Shlamim, exactly what the Rabbeinu Gershom says. Kidam Kala Kaman, Hani Mile Heche Delota'a, Elamichi Ve'elech. Rashi introduces, this is not the Rashi Ktavya, but the Rashi over here introduces a new concept, that that's only true when you make your mistake at the end. You counted until number 8 correctly. Then, somehow you make a mistake now with 9, 10, and 11. When you make a mistake around 9, 10, 11, then you end up with that scenario where number 10 is called 9, and number 11 is called 10. Over there, they're kadosh, and they could go on the mizbeah. But the scenario over here, which is what Rashi suggests, but call minyan, that's the mata michi'i. If the mistake happens and the dual animals enter below number 9, meaning at number 7 or 6, there was a dual animal that went in. Over there, the din will be different. Lo havi asir v'chadaser gedoshim likarev. They do not become gedosh grave. Hoil v'ta kolkach. Because you made such a big mistake. Meaning that if you make a mistake around 9, 10, and 11, that's a small mistake. That small mistake, we say it's kadosh. But if you make a much bigger mistake where your count got messed up so early, that already by 4, you're calling number 4, which should have been 4 or 5, you're already calling them 4. And then number 6, you're off by 1 so much earlier. He says that's never kadosh. That's such a big mistake that a chi and a sri become a kukalim. Means you can eat them the muman, but they never attain the kedusha to go on the mizbeach. And therefore, when we say yatsu shnaim keachat in the Mishnah, lo mayrim b'chi v'asiri, it's obviously not speaking about a 9 and 10. It's speaking about the other numbers. And that's interesting in the girsa. The girsa, Rashi obviously didn't have this girsa in the Mishnah. But that additional gears of the Mishnah, Yatsut Shiva Siri Kachat, Shiva Siri Mekukalin, according to Rashi, doesn't fit in the Mishnah. Because according to Rashi, that's a very different mekukal than the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah, mekukal 9 to 10, is when you had something around the 4 or 5 go out double, and you miscounted them there. That mekukalim of chiasiri means that 9 to 10 get a mum, and that's it. They can never go on the mizbeach. Yet, if you made the mistake in the count with the double exit of 9 and 10, in that instance, they would end up on the mizbeach. That'd be like the din of the Reino Gershom, according to Rashi. And therefore, that additional girsa, that's why I said to you, it's not so clear what the girsa should be. According to that girsa, the two words mekukalim are not the same in the Mishnah. Because the mekukal in the first case means they're 9 and 10, but they're kadosh, but you can't put them on the mizbeach, you have to wait for a mum to eat them. Whereas if 9 and 10 exited together, that mekukal means that you have a mix-up between a shlamim and a maser. So that's a very different mekukal. So that's why maybe Rashi's girsa did not include it, whereas many of the Mishnayot do have that girsa in it. But then you'd have to explain mekukal like the Rabbeinu Gershom, which is that it always means the ones that you're counting as 9 and 10, which are 10 and 11, really are shlamim and maser. Rashi brings down a third interpretation about what mekukalim means, is that if eat the mefarshim shumachim mekukalim, demari kagon it's kavein limnotan echad. He intended to count them as one. Even though they count as a pair, number 4 and 5 come out together, and he counts them as 4 intentionally. It wasn't a mistake, he does it intentionally, and that's why you have a mekukal over here. Because he did it intentionally, because there's a Gemara Nedarim that argues about this with Meiser Beima, whether Meiser Beima applies even mitkavein when you make a mistake like that, it's only bitaut. When this whole idea of 9, 10, and 11 that could be kadosh, is that only when you make a mistake? What happens if you intentionally make them into this mess? Does it work? So there's a mandama over there that it's bitauto, velo bikavenato. So they want to suggest that that's explanation of this Mishnah, that here he did it intentionally, and that's why 9 and 10 are messed up, not because he did it b'taut. Rashi rejects that for a number of reasons. One of them, among them, is that there's another opinion in the Gemara Nedarim that says b'kavanato it also works. So then how do they explain this Mishnah? That wouldn't work, so Rashi rejects that explanation. Those are three different explanations of the Mishnah, but have implications about what this mekukalim means in the Mishnah, and also how you explain. According to Rashi, there's a distinction drawn between whether the mistake is made earlier on or at the 9 and 10 level. If it's made at the 9 and 10 level, he holds like the Rabbeinu Gershom. They have a mix of Meiser and Shlamim. Whereas if the mistake's made earlier on, you'd never get something that ends up in the Mizbeach. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, it's all the same. Everything is just a mix-up of 9, 10, and 10, 11, so therefore you have a Shlamim and a Maser. Big difference in how to read the Mishnah. And again, how we read over here what's transpiring with Rabbi Yochanan then afterwards. When they say that it's the difference between Memela versus intentional, what is that Memela? Does that Memela mean 9 and 10 exited, or does that mean that 4 and 5 exited together? Right, Tashma, man'an l'mafreya, if he counted them down instead of up, he goes 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, counts them that way instead of 1 through 10. So therefore, asri shvi minyan hu kadosh. Number 10 is kadosh. So now again, bishma l'mandamar minyan behemot hu kadosh shapir. According to the one who says that it has to do with the animals and not according to you, that makes sense. Because even though you called the first one 10, when you hit 1, that's the 10th animal that exits. That's why it's kadosh. Even though you called it number 1, it's still kadosh. Elamandam arminyan shalohu kadosh, the one who says that it's according to your count, asiri chad karile. How can you make number 10 kadosh when he called it number 1? It's your count. So amarava, no, hol v'ite b'minyona parsa, in the Persian counting system, the karul asar echad. Seems to be in the Persian counting system, they only move by units. They didn't reach tens. So as soon as they reached number 9, they reset and counted 1 again. They didn't have 1 through 9 and then 10. It was 1 through 9, and then you start counting from 1 again. You only counted in the units bar. So if that's the case, even when you reach number 10, in their counting system, 10 is 1. So therefore, even though you went 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, some places 1 acts like 10. So because 1 can have a shame 10 in certain counting systems, therefore it's good enough over here to make your 10, even though it's going by your count.
10, so they started with 9?
It's not a Persian that's counting. This is a regular person counting. But because there is a numerical system that calls 10 1, therefore it's okay that you count number 10 as 1. Kara, chi'i asiri, uli asiri chi'i, uli chadasar asiri. Turn up an an. So now the Gemara wants to understand this. Minayin. Shim kara lechi'i asiri, uli asiri chi'i, uli chadasar asiri, shishloshlan mikudashin. We've taken for granted until now, when you make such mistakes, that it's true that they are all our kadosh. But how do we know that? So tamalomar, v'chol ma'asar bakar batzom, kol asher yavor tachad ashevet, asiri yeh kodesh. Now the gifts are probably should be here, the rabot et kulan, to include all of them. I'll just go with the Rabbeinu Gershom that says, v'chol ma'asar bakar batzom. So that kol is a ribuy. So that ribuy comes to include number 9 and number 11. So that ribuy says everything's kadosh. Yochosh anim rabbe af shmini ushtei masar. If all of them are kadosh, what happens if you make a counting mistake that involves 8 and 12? They should also be kadosh. Amart. Very interesting limud over here. Hoil. Vihu kadosh. Vitauto kadosh. Just like number 10 is kadosh. And so too the mistakes surrounding number 10 is kadosh. Mitkadeshit. Mahu. Eino mikudash. Elo bisamuch. Just like number 10 is only kadosh with something that's near it, meaning there's nothing closer to it than it. The number 10 is kadosh, and it itself is kadosh, meaning it's gufo. Afta uto, also its mistakes, enu mitkadeshet el besamuch. Then the only things that are kadosh are those that are close to it. Close to it, meaning 9 and 11. 8 and 12 are just too far away. Such a big mistake, we'll call it, or such a far mistake will not be classified as kadosh, and therefore only mistakes with regards to 9 and 11 produce kedusha, not mistakes that are with 8 and 12. Now the Gemara challenges that. Batanya. Don't we have a brayta? Mahu miuchad, aftu uto miuchadet. So here they have a different limud, which is, just like it is a single kedusha, so too his mistake can only be a single kedusha. Our Mishnah says that you can have a scenario where, if you count number 9 as 10, number 10 as 9, and number 11 as 10, all three of them are kadosh. 9, 10, and 11. Over here, the suggestion of this brayta is that you can only have one that is kadosh. Either 9 or 11 can be kadosh. You can't have more than one derivative of the original. Because mahu miyuchad, just like the original is only one, so too the derivative can only be one. You can't have a double derivative of that single kedusha. So that would be a stira here. This brayta would be soter how we are learning our Mishnah learns, as well as the limud that we just brought down. Tanya tana kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. So they brought this brayta before Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explained, Hamani Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimoni. This is Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that has this opinion. Tanya, we have a brayta that says that. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo'olam Ein Echad Asar Kadosh Ad Shishtok B'Tishii. Number 11 is not kadosh until he's silent by number 9. Vikarei li asiri chi'i, and he calls number 10 9, ulechadasar asiri, and then he calls 11 10. So his mistake has to involve only 10 and 11, not number 9. Now, what does it mean that he was silent by number 9? So there are two possibilities of reading this. Tosafot brings both possibilities down, Rashi brings only one of those two possibilities. He says, yesh lefresh v'shnei inyanim, when you say be silent by 9, one of them is, lav dafka shishtok. That's what Rashi learns, as well as Tosafot. Doesn't mean he was silent by number 9. He didn't make a mistake, exactly. Ela shelo karo asiri. He didn't just call it number 10, he called it number 9. That is one possibility of explanation here. As long as he didn't get number 9 wrong, then 10 and 11 can be mixed up. That's one way to read it, ashi stok v'tishii. The other way to read it is, v'od yesh lefaresh dim karo l'chi'i. This is Tosafot's second explanation, which is not brought in the Rashi. But maybe if you call number 9, 9, you can no longer make a mistake, because when you call number 9, 9, 10 is automatically kadosh. That's what we saw before. It's kadosh me'alav. Number 10 automatically becomes kadosh. So if you call 9, 9, and then you call 10, 9, it's irrelevant that you call 10, 9. Because 10 is automatically 10, and it's kadosh. Therefore, when you call 11, 10, it has no relevance. Because 10 has its shame already, it became kadosh. And therefore, if you would be, the yishtok would be literally, you must be silent by number 9, because if you're not silent by number 9, 10 is automatically 10. You can't get to this issue where you'll have 10 and 11. So Tosafot learns both of those ways. It has the second explanation as a benefit later on in the Gemara. I'll point it out to you when we get later in the Gemara. But you should just be aware of the fact that there's two ways to read this yishtok, whether it means literal or not literally. Just don't make a mistake. Does yishtok mean don't make a mistake? Or does yishtok mean literally don't say anything about number 9? Where is this opinion of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon derived from? So number one is Sover like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who we saw in our Mishnah, Damar Tamut Maser Tmura Havi. Yehuda in our Mishnah says that the number 11 is kadosh because it is Tmura. It's an exchange for number 10. So that's number one. As versus Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says that the 11 is a full-fledged Shlamim, not a Tmura. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that any mistake of 10 is a derivative of 10. And that's why it's a Tmura. Then, Sover like Avua, he holds like his father being Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he holds like a father, Damar, this is from, we're gonna see in the Mishnah and Gemara in Tmura, and I think Daf Tet, in Tmura, Damar Ein Meimer Choseru Meimer, that you can't make a double Tmura. Double Tmura means that you can't have a single animal produce two Tmurot. One animal has enough Kedusha to pass to another animal, but it can't do it twice. So over here too. Number 10 has the power to pass its kedusha to one animal, not to two animals. So if it's already passed its kedusha to number 9 as a tmura, then it no longer has enough kedusha to pass it to number 11 as well. This is the svara for why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that. One is because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that mistakes surrounding number 10 are tmurot, really tmurot, they're derivatives of the original 10, and they're as if you're being matpis the kedusha of 10 onto the other animals. And he holds like his father who says you can only do that once and not twice. So if 9 was already kadosh, then number 11 can never be kadosh. That's why he says it's 1 and then no more. If 9 is kadosh, 11 will never be kadosh because you already did tmurah with number 10. If 11 is kadosh, then 9 can't be kadosh because 11 only becomes kadosh if 9 wasn't kadosh, if there wasn't a tmurah before it. So that's the svaro behind Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Shimon. And now we move back to Rava. Rava has played a prominent role in this perek. Now Rava is going to now make a bunch of statements that we'll have to investigate, which is Amar Rava. Yatsu shnayim bitishii. 2 walk out as number 9. When you get up, you're up to the count. You did units through 8, and then you get the pair walking out when you hit number 9. So when number 9 goes, karan shi'i, what happens if he calls that double unit 9? Then you have asiri v'chulin me'urivim zebaze. You have a 10 and chulin mixed up together. Why? Asiri me'ilav kadosh. Number 10 is kadosh automatically. V'chi'i, chi kakarile. So there you have number 9, he called number 9. He called the pair that exited. He had counted units to 8. Then he calls 9 to 2 that exit now. Well, 9 is the right number for one of them, because it is number 9. And then, once you've called number 9, 9, 10 becomes kadosh by itself. So this pair basically has a 9 and a 10 mixed up. The 9 is a proper 9, which is chulin. 10 is kadosh with maaser behema. And that's what Rava says. You have a mix-up here between chulin and maaser behema.
What happened?
Okay, I'll talk about that in 1 second. Only because I want to show you the distinction in the next case, and then I'll explain to you what happened. Karan asiri. If this pair that exited, he skips over the number 9 and calls both of them 10. Then, asiri v'tshi'i murabim zebaze. Now you have a 9 and 10 mixed up. My time, huh? What's the reasoning here? Asiri kakari le l'tarvayu. Because he's calling both of them 10. That means he's calling number 9, 10, and number 10, 10. And when he calls number 9, 10, that makes number 9 kadosh. And when he calls number 10, 10, that's also now kadosh. So now you have a mix-up here between a 9 and a 10, which is both are kadosh. But one of them could go on the mizbeach. Number 10 could go on the mizbeach. Number 9 can't go on the mizbeach. What's the difference between them? What's the difference between whether you have a chulin and a maaser behema mixed up, or you have a 9 and 10 mixed up? The outcome is that you have to wait for them to get mumim, both of them to get a mum, and then you eat them b'mu'an. That's going to happen in both scenarios. Both scenarios, you're going to wait for both of them to get mumim, and then eat them with the chumrot, the maaser behema. Whether it's chulin and maaser behema, or whether it's 9 that is kadosh, and 10 that is maaser behema. Doesn't matter, the outcome's the same. The difference will be, if someone violates that and eats one of the animals or shears one of those animals before they get a mum. If you have a mix-up between 10 and chulin and you do such, you will not get malkot because you have a safek chulin in there. One of them is chulin, one of them is kadosh. If you do something, we're uncertain. We can't give you malkot because there is an uncertainty around whether you ate something that was chulin, which was fine, or you ate something that has kedushat maser be'ima. Because of that uncertainty, you won't get malkot. You won't be punished for that. On the other hand, if we have 9 and 10 mixed up, there's an Iser Gizav Avodah on both of them. Since there's an Iser Gizav Avodah on both of them, if you perform Gizav Avodah on them, then you are Chayav, Mimonav Shach. You're Chayav. It doesn't really matter. So that'll be the Nafkamina. Even though there's no Nafkamina in terms of the solution, what you have to do, it will have impact in terms of if you violate that and you don't wait for the Mum, what will be the result of that? So that's the difference between having Chulin and Maaser Behema versus having two things that are Kadosh. That the Rabbeinu Gershon explains this. That'll be the nafkamina between these two. Right now, we move on to another case. Yatsu shnayim basiri. So until now, we had two exiting as number 9, and either count them as 9 or 10. Now we have two exiting as number 10. He counted the units up to 9 properly. And then in 10, you have a pair that walks out. Vikaran asiri. And he calls them 10. So now what do you have here? You have asiri v'chadasar muravim zebazir. You have 10 and 11 mixed up here. 10 and 11 mixed up, because he called number 10, 10, but he also called number 11, 10. Karan achadasar, on the other hand, if he calls it 11, asiri v'chulin mi'arvin b'zebezeh. Now you have the opposite case, because when he calls it number 11, 10 automatically became 10, because you counted through 9. So 10 is kadosh automatically, and 11 you called 11. So therefore you have now 10 and 11 mixed up, but that's maser and chulin zebezeh. So you have the opposite scenario of what you had before. Before, if you called them number 9, then you had chulin and maser mixed up. If you call them number 10, then you have 9 kadosh plus a maser behema mixed up. Here, if you call the 10th unit, which is a pair that's exiting, if you call them 10, then you have that mix-up. You have 10 and 11 mixed up as both being kadosh. If you call them 11, then you have 10 being kadosh by itself and 11 being chulin and mixed up, and the same nafkamina again that we saw in the Rabbeinu Gershon will apply here as to whether it's chulin and kadosh or it's kadosh and kadosh that are together. Gemara says, Hatul Amali, Hainu Hach. Why did you have to give me two examples of the same thing? You gave me an example where it was number 9 that exited as a pair, and then you gave me an example of number 10 that exited a pair. But the outcomes are the same. It's the same idea in both cases. Why do I need both of them? Hagamashvana teaches us, the whole, bevat achat, everything that exited as once, tarvayu kakadshe, they both become kadosh. Even though the number 10's name was not removed from it. If you remember from our Mishnah, nobody asked this when I said it, but just now, when a pair exits as number 10, the pair exits as number 10, you call them 10. We said there that they're both kadosh. Why? Because number 10 is number 10. It became kadosh me'alav. And then number 11 becomes kadosh because you called it 10. But were you ever oker the shema siri? No, because number 10 is kadosh, ma'aser ve'ema. You called it a 10 also. So why should number 11 be kadosh over here? Our Mishnah says you have to be oker shema siri in order for 11 to be kadosh. That didn't happen over here. The answer, and this is what Rav is saying, is there's a difference between vadachat and bezecher zeh. If they come out sequentially, then you need to be oker shema siri in order for 11 to get a shame of kedusha. You can't call 10 and then have 11 be kadosh if they come out sequentially. But if they come out together simultaneously, then even if you call number 10, 11 can also be 10, because it happened bevat achat. So that's Rava's solution. So Yoti, Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, the high shmaitata. Rav Kahana was saying over this memory of Rava. So Amarle Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi challenges Rav Kahana, says, Valo, lo nekar shema siri himenu. Now it's obvious that Rav Ashi didn't hear that hakamash malon of Rava. I mean, the Gemara asked on Rava, why do you need two cases? And the conclusion was, hakamash malon, that bevat achat is different than bezecher zeh. Now we all of a sudden have a question from our Mishnah, which is basically what that question answered. That Kamash Malan answered that question already. So it's obvious that Rav Ashi does not have that HaKamash Malan, because he's asking a question that was answered by it. So therefore Rav Ashi says, Rav Kana lo nekar shema siri menu, our Mishnah betanan. Zeklau, kol shalun nekar shema siri menu, inachar aser mikudash. The question from our Mishnah. So Rav Kahana responds, Hani mili bezecher zeh. Aval bevat achat, tarvayu kakadshe. So over here, Rav Kahana responds the same Kamash Malan that we had from Rav's statement before. Now, Rav Ashi responds to that and says, Bezecher zeh behejik toni lo. That's in the Mishnah already. Sequential exiting, we already had in the Mishnah. Korah lachi asiri, ulesiri asiri, lachad asar asi, and achad asar mekudash. Zeklau. So then you have Zeklau. Meaning that the Mishnah gave a case, and then after it gave the case, it gives you the principle. So the principle can't be the same as the case. Even though that's probably what the Mishnah meant. But remember, in the Bavli, in the Gemara Bavli, they never accept Zeklau always means that it must be something additional that the Mishnah is adding. So if you already have a case that states when they go out sequentially, Zeklau le'atuyeh mayeh, lav le'atuyeh bevat achat, Rav Ashi says it must be included even when they came out simultaneously. So Rav Kahana responds, lo, le'atuyeh yatsa siri velo diber. It's a case where number 10 exits and he says nothing. Daha lo ne'akar shema siri himenu, because there the shema siri was not removed from it. So the solution is that the Zeklau includes another case, a case where not where you called number 10, 10, but you didn't say anything. But still, number 10 is 10 because it's Kadosh Me'elav. It's Kadosh Me'elav, 10 remains 10. You were not Ne'akar the shame from 10. And therefore there'll be three cases now. We have three different cases. You have two cases of sequential exiting. One case where you call number 10, 10. Then number 11 cannot be Kadosh. You have a case where the exit sequentially you say nothing about number 10 and call number 11, 10. Also over there, number 11 will not be kadosh, because number 10 remains number 10. There is a case where they exit bevat achat, and you call 10 and 11 together 10. Over there, it will be 11 is kadosh, because that's the distinction. Bevat achat is different than sequential. And the two sequential cases will be what's addressed by our Mishnah. The bevat achat case is the case that's addressed by Rava's memro. And now, Rav Kahana bolsters his position that you have to say that bevat achat is different. Tehilo teimahochi. If you don't explain that bevat achat is different, hadatanyo, that brayta that we have, yotu shnayim ba'asiri, if you have two that come out as number 10, velo kadam echad mehem et chavero, and neither exited before the other, v'karan asiri, and he calls them 10. Asiri v'chad asar mi'uravim zeh bezeh, you have an 11 and 10 mixed up, both of them being kadosh. Velo lo ne'akar shem asiri emenu. The exact question of our Mishnah on this, should be a question on this brayta, just like it was a question on the member of the Rava. The brayta is equivalent to the same as the member of Rava. Elav, nishum darmino, kol bevat achat tarvayu kakadshi. Must be the conclusion that we drew that bevat achat is different. And that's why the brayta says it. And that's why Rava's member says it. Where it says, imishum ha, lo yiriya. If it was just because of that brayta, I wouldn't come to that conclusion. Because in the brayta, I can explain it differently. Hacha b'ayaskina. Now, to be honest with you, this is not an easy way to explain the brayta. I don't know why anybody would explain the brayta this way, but You could explain the Braita this way, therefore it would not necessarily be a definitive proof to the fact that Bavat Akhar is different. Nine exited. You had nine exited, you counted them as nine. 10 and 11 are left in the corral right now. One of them stuck their head out, and he calls it 11, and then it goes back in. And then they exit together. 10 and 11 now exit together, and now he calls them 10. There was a kirat shema siri, because when that number 10 stuck its head out and you called it 11, that was a kirat shame to 10. Then when they exit together later on as a unit, and you called them 10, you can't now change your mind. It was already, you called it 11. Now you're calling it 10? So that's already a kirat shame. Gemara says, v'halo kodom ktani. The bright is explicit that neither of them exited before the other. They came out bevat achat, not sequentially. So my lo kodom. What does it mean they didn't exit one in front of the other? Dahadar iyarov. That's because they got mixed up again, and when they exited the second time, they came out together. Ukiman. And who's the author of this Braita? The local Rabbi. If you explain the Braita that way, it can't be Rabbi. D Rabbi. Rabbi says, Amar Echadasar lo evi Akira. If you call something 11, if you call number 10 11, that's not an Akira.
What Akira be?
Rabbi 9. If you call 10 9, that would be an Akira. But if you call it 11, it's not an Akira. Avilu teima Rabbi. Even it could be Rabbi. Ki Amar Rabbi Hecha. So here's the explanation of Rabbi's position. When does Rabbi say the itle behemot tuva? When he has numerous animals. Damrinon, we reinterpret achadasar not to mean 11, but rather chadisura. This is the completion of the first 10 units. This is 1 of 10. Meaning this is the first grouping of 10. Instead of reading it as 11 as being 1 plus 10, we're reading it as 1 times 10. Chadisur. Right, exactly. This is the first conclusion of 10. But that is only plausible. That's the same thing that you asked before, Roni. That's only plausible if you have enough animals to get to a second Isur. Only relevant if you have another set of 10 where you're going to call them number 2, 10. You know, 20 will be 2 of the series of 10 that I'm doing. But if you only have, the Gemara here only says if you only have 11, which is the case in the Braita. But Rashi points out it's true of 14, 15, 16 as well. You can't say this is the first series of 10 when there's no second series of 10. That doesn't make sense. And that's the distinction that the Gemara is drawing in Rabbi. When Rabbi, hey, chadit lebeimo tuva, darin and chadi sura kama, we're saying that he's saying it's one series of 10. Hacha, delet lebeimo tve. Over here in the bright day, he only has 11 animals in there. If he only has 11 animals there, you can't interpret Rabbi to say that way. And even according to Rabbi, it would be an ikor. It would be an undoing of number 10. So my Rabbi, what's Rabbi's position? The Tanya, karol asiri achadasar, lechadasar asiri, because number 10, 11, and number 11, 10, ain echad asar kadosh. Chadasar, the number 11 is not kadosh, divri Rabbi. Ve'ozir v'yudu amer achadasar kadosh. Klal amar Rabbi. Rabbi gives a principle over here called Zman. Shelo nekar shem asiri amenu ain achadasar kadosh. As long as 10 doesn't have its name removed from it, 11 is not kadosh. Wait, 10's name was removed from it. He called it 11. The answer is that 11, according to Rabbi, is not considered an akira. So Amar Rava, Hacha b'mayiskinan, Rava says, Kigon d'itlei b'hematuva. That in Breitna that we just brought over here is a case where you have a lot of animals. They're meaning chadisura kamar, that Rabbi's statement is based on chadisur. This is the first conclusion of 10. But that's only plausible if you have enough animals to get to a second isur. Only relevant if you have another set of 10 where you're going to call them number 2, 10. 20 will be 2 of the series of 10 that I'm doing. Now, Rashi says, when that animal stuck its head out of the corral, why do you have to say it's a case where he called it 11? Why don't you say it's a case where he called it number 9? If you call that one that stuck its head out number 9, that would be a clear akira. And why don't we do it that way?
Right.
That
right,
they gave the case as being a case where that number 10 sticks its head out and you called it 11. Why do you say it sticks its head out and you called it a 9? Why do you specifically call it 11? So we have three answers to that question. One answer from Tosafot, two answers from the Rashi. One in the Rashi that we have here, and one in the Rashi Ketav Yad. Let's go to the Rashi Ketav Yad first. He says, "V'ikasha lukma kagon kari lahayu kadim ba'afik reshe tet." So the Divri Akol havi akira halokasha. To hold the kari tet tet, tulo havi akira. As kari la yud tet, tre zimne tet lav klumhu. So Rashi answers the question, because he's already counted 9 units. He counted up to 9, and now he calls number 10 9. Guess what? Calling number 10 9 is irrelevant because you can't have 2 9s. Once you count a 9, 10 is 10, irrespective if you call it 9 or not. So according to the Rashi and the Ketav Yad, the reason they didn't use 9 as the example is because 9 is not relevant over here. The Rashi that we have in our Gemara says the reason they didn't use 9 as the example is because everybody would agree 9 is an Akira. Everybody, Kuli Alma, according to everybody, 9 would be Akira. According to 11, we have a machlok between Rabbi and the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. So that's why they brought 11 down. They brought 11 down to highlight the machlok between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and to say, Afilu Tami Tema Rabbi. Because if you said 9, everybody would agree that 9 is an Akira. So that's exact opposite. The Rashi here is exact opposite of the Rashi in the Tavya. Rashi in the Tavya said 9 is irrelevant. Rashi here says 9 would be an Akira according to everyone. The third answer is that Tosafot. If you remember before when we said that the only way that 11 could be Kadosh is if 9 stays in place, we said before that that was a machloket, what it means, ishtok bat shi'i, that he was silent by number 9. One possibility of silent being number 9 was that he just didn't make a mistake about number 9. The other way we read it was that he has to actually be silent in number 9. He has to be silent in number 9 because otherwise, 10 would automatically be number 10. Because if he was silent in number 9, then he could call 10 9. But if he calls number 9 9, number 10, it can never be 9. It's the same answer as the Rashi Ktaviyad, but it adds on an additional dimension based on the opinion before that's Yishtok. And then Tosafot brings, well, that matters. Depending on how you read the Yishtok by Chi'i before will matter how you read over here. If you read the Yishtok of Chi'i before, if you just don't make a mistake, it's fine. That if you're going to call it 9, you can mess up 10 and call it 9. Then you have to answer like the Rashi over here, which is that everybody would agree that it's an Akiva. If you think number 9 means you were silent when number 9 came out, and that's why you can call number 10 9, the reason that over here you can't call it number 9 is because you already called it number 9, and you can't call something else 9 again. So the two answers that are found in the Rashi and the Rashi Ktaviyad relate to how you explained Yishtok earlier in the Gemara.